Conway says when he first heard the idea of lifting Seattle's minimum wage to $15 an hour, he was skeptical.
I kind of shook my head. I thought, well, you know, that seems a little on the high side. But when I put my pencil to it, it's really not that outrageous.
First, he thought back to the start of his own working career in a furniture factory. It was 1963. He was 18 years old. He earned the minimum wage, $1.25 an hour.
Back then, $1.25 could buy you quite a bit of stuff.
Adjusting for inflation, that $1.25 is about what Washington State's minimum wage is right now. And ours is the highest in the country. But Conway says it's not enough. You've got Seattle's high cost of living, and you've got a regressive tax system that disproportionately hits low-wage workers. Plus, he says you should boost the minimum wage to account for gains in productivity. That's the additional output that workers have helped create. So what did he get when he put his pencil to paper?
He ended up with an average with a minimum wage of about $16.82.
That doesn't mean Conway thinks it should be changed overnight. He says that is a little risky for businesses, especially if neighboring areas don't raise their minimum wage. But Conway says, really, it comes down to fairness. Since 2000, corporate profits have jumped and wages haven't.
We've developed a huge surplus of underutilized labor, which has tended to keep wages down. So we've not seen a lot of growth in employee compensation. But at the same time, we've seen a tremendous growth in corporate profits.
Conway says there would probably be some jobs lost if the minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour. But mostly he thinks businesses would raise prices to offset the higher costs. And he says they'd probably slow their hiring and ask existing workers to do more. Overall, he says, our economy could weather the change. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.